Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I'm here with Ziv, who's going to walk us through, you maybe remember him from, you've been on the show before, on Scheduled Events, I think, in the past.
Yep,
indeed. We're doing another iteration of Scheduled Events today because he's going to show two of my most favorite things together.
Really?
Scheduled Events and Event Grid.
All right.
Together.
Yep.
Okay, so tell us, Ziv, what are you going to show us here?
So we rolled out Scheduled Event, G8, by the way.
Oh, G8.
Earlier this year, finally.
And so give some background. What is Scheduled Events for?
Scheduled Event in VM notification prior to any Azure initiated maintenance or any other event. So when the VM is going to be rebooted or paused or redeployed or even live migrated, which by the way, we also do.
Right.
So we're gonna raise an event within the VM.
So for most of those, just to be clear, most of those are not impacting for most customers.
Correct.
But it is still valuable sometimes to know. So like live migration, most customer apps wouldn't even notice or care.
Right.
Right? But we still are going to let them know that we're doing it, right?
We have an impact.
And so like live migration is a good one. Failure, like a machine's gonna fail. We know this from our like machine learning algorithms.
Yep.
And we're like, we better migrate them, try and keep them up, but we still give them a little bit of notice.
Correct.
Okay,
we have like four different impacts.
Impacts, okay.
Ranging from pause to redeploy.
Okay.
And the challenge was that our customers don't really like to write code within the VM.
Yeah,
they ask for a way to respond, react from outside the VM.
Right, or at least take notice, right?
Yeah.
At least know what happened, right? So
yeah.
They're not investigating and so on.
Actually, the first request was always, hey, I want to get an email before it happens.
Right.
So we decided to harness serverless using Event Grid.
I love it.
And just build an extension to go monitor for those scheduled events and put them on Event Grid. And then you can do basically whatever you want with serverless.
So customers now, the flow here, the customers can take this extension, which is just a little bit of code that you've written. It's up on GitHub. You're going to share it with everybody. A little bit of code. They inject it. Is it Windows, Linux?
Yes.
All the above. Perfect.
Python.
Python, perfect. And it's going to listen to the scheduled event.
Correct.
And it's then going to fire an event based on the parameters that the customer sets.
Right. So
perfect.
Basically, the setting is pretty simple. You need to give us your Event Grid topic, the key itself, and you can decide whether you want to automatically approve the event and move forward, or just give the admin more time.
Mm.
So
so you can have it force feedback back to the extension and say, wait, I'm not ready? Is that
correct.
What you're saying?
That's a default, actually, yeah. So you get basically 15 minutes before anything will happen to your VM.
Wow.
Yep. And with that, we put it on Event Grid, and you can write logic
That's
up
quite
or
powerful.
Serverless.
That's
or quite
powerful. I thought it was 30 seconds.
Well, between 30 seconds to 15 minutes, depending on the event.
If there's a response.
Yeah.
I see. Oh,
yeah.
But some of the events we do have to do in 30 seconds or something, like a hardware failure.
I'll give you an example, actually.
I would love
low
one.
Priority skill sets.
Evictions. I just recently had a show on this.
Okay.
Or we're going to have a show on this.
Okay.
I don't know the timing of some
of
the shows.
We should.
But Megan just showed us this, so it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so show us. So show us what you got.
So basically, the extension has nothing more than a tiny Python code, and you just start the experience by deploying this to a running VM. Okay, all you need to provide us is point to the VM and provide your Event Grid topic and the SAS key itself.
So this is basically spinning up, sending out an ARM template that will allow you to go deploy this sucker.
VM custom.
And so people can take bits and pieces of this, they can apply it to existing VMs if they want. Okay.
You can take it and put it in your template for new resources.
Fantastic.
Or just apply it to existing resources.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So,
okay, there we go.
Then
we're up and running.
We go and deploy a template. Nothing fancy here. All that it takes is the VM, the location, and the grid endpoint.
And there you go. So you had to have created an event grid ahead of time.
Yes, I did.
I see. Okay, got it. Okay.
So we can do that. It basically takes 2 or 3 minutes. Let's skip to a VM where we have
it already
running.
I would love to skip to one already running.
So this is my
Julia Child version.
Yeah. And one of the settings is the frequency of how often we want to sample those scheduled events.
Yes.
Okay. So I think the default, we put it at 5 seconds. You can set it to whatever you want. So I'm monitoring here for scheduled events. Nothing happened. My VM is still running. Actually, to show you that this is real, let's start it again. So I'm monitoring for events. In the meantime, actually.
So this is on the box.
This is
inside
the
box. This is running the extension right now.
Before,
so they wouldn't have to have run that. They would just run automatically
correct.
For them, right? Okay, great.
Before actually hitting something on the VM, I want to show you my logic app.
Okay.
Which does nothing more than.
Listen to that event.
Listen to that event from Event Grid.
What do we got here?
I don't know.
Refresh it here. There you go. Here we go.
Yeah.
So here we have the logic apps.
So we have the logic app, and basically what it does, it listens to the Event Grid, and put the message in a blob storage.
Yes.
And send an email.
Yes.
Very simple. Even I can write this code, right? I'll show you the
designer.
This
is very cool. So this is, so basically the event grid is using a custom event because you're just calling it as like a REST endpoint.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And there you go. Okay, fine.
So the event has, the message itself has an array of events. And
sure.
Each array, each event may impact multiple messages. So basically, for each event in the body, put it in a blob, and for each, blah, 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 send an email. Okay?
Oh,
and
very
I'm
cool.
Sending those
so this is the default. This is what build comes out of the box.
No, this is something I built.
You built this.
Yeah.
So people have to go build their own logic app.
Correct.
Okay.
And
it's okay.
It's something
it's
even
pretty
I
easy.
Managed to
it's
do.
Pretty easy. It's pretty easy.
Nice trick I learned is if you paste the payload itself to in logic app, you get the schema.
Yes.
And then you can see that here, for example, I can do many things with the properties of the event.
Oh, event type, event
so,
status.
Yes.
Okay,
so
cool,
the
cool.
actual message will look like event ID type.
And then you have the timeline, the not before.
Correct.
So this is the data that's coming out of your event.
Correct.
Event, the details of your event. So let's see here. So this is all coming through here then, yeah? Oh, okay, there you go. I see. So that's the event grid.
So all I did is I paste the JSON here.
The JSON file.
And Logic App actually build a schema.
Build the
and enable
you.
Me to use it later
got
on.
Got it, got it. And so this is all in your GitHub. Basically, the steps of how to do this is all available on
we'll
your GitHub.
We'll put it there, yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay, so now let's go and actually run this live and see how fast we're going to get an event. So again, my VM is still monitoring for the scheduled events. And what I'll do is I will go to my VM. And one of the best thing in scheduled events is that you
actions.
Can... Yes.
Sorry, I kind of jumped the gun on that.
Right.
I apologize. Sorry, Ziv. Go.
Well,
go.
You know the drill.
Go.
So we can actually trigger scheduled events by actually calling any portal activity like restart and redeploy.
So this is your own your own people's actions can basically turn into a scheduled event.
Right.
And those will wait. If you want them to wait, they'll wait.
They will wait.
Forever.
No,
15 minutes.
15
minutes.
Yes. You want forever, really?
I will.
Okay. So that's the best
I can
way to actually test this logic. So I'm going to start. I'm going to click restart and yes. And now let's look at the VM.
So this is
time
your
you
extension
see
running?
The bell here.
Yeah.
So the portal sent the event. Hold on, it didn't get to the VM yet. Blah, blah, blah. Portal go find the right region, cluster, and so on till they find the event. Still running.
So the VM base is being told now to go reboot.
Now it
and there you
got
go.
Told.
Okay, it got told to reboot. So now you should
see
this inside
I'll
this.
See the event.
Okay. So let's see here.
Hold on.
No scheduled event yet.
Not yet.
And so
not
this
yet.
Is oh, there
and
we go. Boom.
The event.
And so now you see the
debug,
event
debug,
ID.
Debug,
it
debug.
Says status scheduled, reboot scheduled.
And let me actually go and check my inbox.
And let's see. Did it email you?
Hold
alerts.
On.
There you go, 4:30, that was it.
Where was I?
No, it's right, no, it was sorted the other way. Sort the other way. This is awesome, right there, that's it, right there. Isn't
okay.
that right there?
Yep.
Right there? Yeah, 4:30. There you
so,
go.
Yeah, so you see that the Logic App had everything in it.
See?
So I get a beautiful
there you go.
Message.
And there you go, and now
and
it's a warning.
It's already in the blob.
And now you could do, but you can do with integration and with Logic Apps, you can do all kinds of things. You can make a ServiceNow ticket, you can make a
OMS call.
You could tweet out and say my VM is about to be rebooted.
And you know the best?
What's
actually,
the best?
What if I have a standby VM? I can
fire it up.
Yeah. Imagine you have two VMs in an availability set, one serves as your standby. You
anything that you could possibly do with Logic Apps, you could do. Cool. That's it.
C'est tout.
You got it. All
thank
right.
You, sir.
We're not editing any of that.
No, we are. Yeah.
And thank you, Ziv. This was great. And thank you for joining us. I hope you have a happy, happy Tuesday. If you've got questions on this or comments or things that you'd like us to see us go update this sort of how-to, you can hit us up on hashtag AzureTWC. This first wave is with an extension that installs. We are working on this being natively built into the platform where you can just click a little button in the portal and it'll turn this all on and wire it up for you. You can expect that later this year. So with that, have a wonderful Tuesday. Enjoy playing with this. I hope you enjoy it. It's going to be really valuable for you. Thanks a lot, and thank you, Ziv.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye. We're working on making this just a full
end-to-end. The code itself is fully operational, deployable on running Linux. Without
this battle station's fully operational!
Exactly.
Oh, are we still ready? I hope you got that, because that's a fantastic quote. You can be Admiral Akbar.
Sure.
It's a trap! Right? You know what I'm talking about.
When's the next sell-off?
Oh, can we put that, like, it's a trap video next to this?
All right.
It's a trap! So,
we'll last longer than we're really against our. Maybe we'll take a few of them with us.
Okay, am I the last person there?
What?
You're the last. Of course. All right, how do we get out of here?
You started the record yet?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Can you help the master?
Okay, you know what? Yeah, this is now you're going to see what it's like to be permission to treat the witness as hostile. All right, we're recording.
All right.
Can you move your coffee about 6 inches that way? Thank you. That's good.